Radio.com. The Radio Avenger.
Get even better.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America.
Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
And we're back. We're back. Oh, my goodness. Let me swallow a pill. Here I am. The gospel. That's the only pill I take, ladies and gentlemen. And we are back now with the program, hour number two. And we have Mary Ann in Arkansas. Hello, Mary Ann.
Yes. Good evening, Rick.
Yes, good evening to you.
I wanted to call in. I knew I did, but you brought up the perfect topic. You were talking about courts. You've had a previous guest on your program, Rick Stanley.
Yes.
I don't know if you know that his
bond... Yes, I mentioned it last night.
Okay,
that he's
well,
in jail.
Yes, I missed hearing it last night, so I didn't know if you had brought that up or not.
Yes, I did.
He needs our prayers.
Yes,
and he also
letters.
Yes, and he needs our mail. Yes,
yes, absolutely.
I didn't know if you had his address or
I
not.
I do. And
okay.
I'll give it out in a few moments.
If you'll do that and maybe give out his website,
WTC. Yes.
Okay. If you'll do that, I would appreciate it very much.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you so much, sir.
Sure. Sure.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, Mary Ann.
Good night.
I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Yes. Rick Stanley is a stalwart. He, of course, it's a long story, but he challenged the system a long time ago, was set up by the government in Colorado. It was set up by the state, the federal, and, of course, a judge who held him in contempt and said he threatened him when, in fact, the judge also was said to have been influencing the judge when all he did was try to remind the judge that he is not the law, the Constitution is the law. So now he is considered a dangerous threat to society. And a terrorist, I suppose. So he must be held in prison and denied bail. His bail revocation was denied him at the hearing. It was denied bail to continue to be out on bail, though he was out on bail all this time. So you see, there is a concerted effort. There is a concerted plan by the powers that be and their father, who is Satan, to punish, to persecute, and, of course, to harangue and harass in every way possible those like Rick Stanley who oppose this evil malignancy that is vast, consuming our body politic. Yes, indeed, Rick is a patriot and a stalwart, and when we come back from the next break, I will give you Rick Stanley's prison address so you may write to Rick and give him a lot of support and comfort. His wife told me that he told her not to even come and visit him because they don't even allow them to have face-to-face contact in that detention facility. They have video conferencing. So he can't see her face and she can't see his. This is just the beginning of what's in store for all of us if it continues as it has been. This is what George Bush calls freedom. Remember now, freedom. George Orwell said it best. That is the new dictionary, my friends, of Orwellianism. And we are in it now, bumming our way through the pages of it, learning the new lexicon of freedom. God help us, right? And he will, if we are faithful. The enemy will be slain, and our enemies will be utterly destroyed. So we can look forward to that day of vindication and judgment. In the meantime, let's fight on and continue the battle. I'll be right back with your calls. Joe in Texas next, right here on the program. Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
And we are doing that right now. Rick Stanley is in Colorado. For those of you who would like to write to him, you may do so in care of Richard Stanley. They don't go by Rick there formally now. Richard Stanley, and that is at the Adams, no, not my facility, but the Adams County Detention Facility, ACDF for short. P.O. Box 5001. That's P.O. Box 5001 in Brighton, Colorado. B-R-I-G-H-T-O-N. Brighton, Colorado, 80601. And the site is the Revolutionary Coalition. I believe it's Stanley, Rick Stanley. At 2002, if I'm not mistaken, I can go back and check it a little bit later. But actually, the Revolutionary Coalition is their organization on the web, and they send emails out constantly with a variety of topics, and it is a coalition, the Revolutionary Coalition, that Rick Stanley helped found. So you might want to be aware of that, if you wish to get on the mailing list, you actually can do that. Each and every day they send out a digest of a number of contributions from people like you, and some of you who listen to me are on this forum. I have no doubt that you are. So it is, let me think now. The address is the Revolutionary Coalition, one word, the Revolutionary Coalition, and the T in the is capitalized, the R in revolutionary is capitalized, and the C in coalition is capitalized, at yahoogroups.com. And you will be able to see some of the emails there and get on the mailing list, okay? All right, now let me go back to the phones, and we have Joe in Texas right now. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Rick. How are you,
yes,
sir?
Yes, thank you for calling, brother.
Hey, brother. You know, Rick, I mean, this show, I get to listen to you, sir, about, you know, two or three nights a week, but, and, you know, I don't know where to start with your, you know, the topic.
Neither do I.
At the earlier part of the show, and we got about, you know, it's not very much, but we were able to help get about 27 people down there. And but, you know, Rick, on your guest that you had at the end of last week and this week, it's like some of them I have a lot in common with. Miss Kidd, for example.
Yep.
I don't want to take too long, but her losing her daughter, I had a problem where down here in Texas where my own daughter got involved in gangs.
Oh.
And I got involved in prison ministry. I talked to a lot of gangs there, but my daughter was raped by gang members, and some of those gang members, Rick, were illegals, and Latin Kings was the gang, and I went to the police, I went to the sheriff's department, I was there with my daughter, I went to San Antonio, Texas, took my daughter, they had to examine her. And all of her clothes were turned over to the county police. And I'm going on, I'm saying this, Rick, because, something that, you know, Miss Kidd went through. Mm-hmm. And, basically the county sheriff's department did not find the man who did it, but I will say this, Rick, I found out who it was. And, but, you know, God's grace and mercy, I think, is getting ready to, and it's just from your, it's from your guests that you've had. And, you know, I hope people realize they're telling the truth and what's going on.
Yes.
And, you know, the battle down here in Texas. I mean, I heard your guests last night, and there are a few Texans, Rick, that still care and are still fighting and calling our senators and our representatives and trying to do our part. And
there,
you know,
indeed,
I
are many
that,
of you.
I hope that people wake up, Rick. I really do. Yeah. I hope they wake up.
Well, you know, they really have to get on their knees first and repent and really say, I mean, I'm sorry, but that's the
true.
First step they have to take is get their spiritual house in order.
Yes, sir.
Whether we want to hear it or not, that's what they have to do.
Yes, sir.
And then
and
all of these problems will become manageable problems, and they will become problems that we can deal with. There'll always be problems, no matter what society you live in, no matter how good or just a society is. But right now, our problems are unmanageable. They're uncontrollable, and they are coming at us from every direction, just as he said they would in the scriptures.
Well, I was
we
one
have
of these,
to get our spiritual house in order.
I was one of these, Rick, that was taught that way. And the spiritual values.
Yes.
And at the earlier part of your show tonight, I haven't, you know, you don't hear that word very much, Beelzebub. And,
Beelzebub, yeah.
Yeah, yes, sir. And if people realized what that word entitles, it entitles a lot of demons, and there's a spiritual battle going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Almighty said, man, money is the root of all evil, and too much money is changing hands and not representing the people and God's people. And, you know, he's not too happy with us right now.
Yeah.
And,
no,
you know,
right.
Your earlier guest, I mean, your one of your earlier callers talked about the homosexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, we got to get back, man, to what founded this country.
Yeah.
And trusting God for once right, because...
Well, see, all of this homosexuality thing here is the result of the apostasy of the people of this country who have
Rome
abandoned
all over
their faith.
Again, Rick. It's Rome all over because the Romans did it.
It's ancient Israel, too. Ancient Israel, the true Israelites, when they apostatized, God judged them and brought them all these plagues of homosexuality and gay marriage. These are things that are unheard of, except when a nation declenches and turns from him.
Exactly. And yep. I've heard you say, Rick, that like you're going to be on the air as long as you're able. And I believe that.
As long as he provides the way and the opportunity.
And I hope the people here... some of the things that your guests, speak of, because it's very true. I mean, but if God can pull me through it and give me faith and forgiveness in the right way through Christ, thank God. I think, I think our buddy Joe Church would agree, but if he can get me through that and other things, Rick,
he will.
In my life that I've gone through,
he will,
if we get on our knees more, exactly like you said, he'll pull us through it,
You have to be bold before the world.
And that's faith, It's a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Right.
But it's faith, because if you see it, then, you're not learning the lesson, I think, from God, but... if you see it, but if you go by faith and believe it, then it's going to come to pass.
Yes.
I really believe that, Rick. But
you're right. You're right,
hey,
Joe.
But, brother, God bless you, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for what you've been through, and thank you for handling it so well.
Thank you, Rick.
All right. Good night, Joe.
Hi, Rick.
Well, let's take another call. Ira in New Jersey is next. Hello, Ira.
Hi, Rick. How you doing? Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hear you talking about different things. Has anybody talked about you or anybody else, any other caller? There's a new offensive by our military in Iraq, right in and around Baghdad.
I just started the program tonight talking about that.
Yeah, I missed the start.
Yeah, it was the first 15 minutes I spent on that subject.
Really? I'm sorry.
Yeah, but that's fine. You can add to it.
The only thing I could say, it sounds to me like it's going to be another Fallujah with a lot of unnecessary civilian slaughter, weapons use of, they use white phosphorus up in Fallujah, and the corporate media blacked all that out.
Oh, naturally.
Yeah. And this is, what's surprising is that Iraqis throughout the country, I guess maybe there's media control over there, Iraqis throughout the country don't rise up, surround the green zone, try to knock down the embassy that we're trying to build over there.
Well, contrary to the images that we've been given in the media, the Iraqi people are a passive people. The people in that part of the world generally are very passive and restrained, and they are not a terrorist people.
No.
They are women, they are children, the men, they've never seen this kind of thing before. Under Saddam, they knew the rules, the curfews, you don't do this, you don't do that. Yes, it was a dictatorship. They never had the kind of internecine warfare the United States and Britain and the Zionists have brought them.
We've set that off, question. In fact, I don't know
they
if you're
have. I have to say we, because you and I have nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
It's this corrupt, evil government run by the gangsters in Washington and around the world.
It wasn't until yesterday when I saw an article on the web set of mosques that blew up about a week ago, the person behind that, I didn't even know he switched jobs, Negroponte, familiar figure.
Oh, yeah.
And Negroponte is being... pretty logically written article. He was
John
there the
Negroponte,
day before that happened.
Yes.
He'd arranged for all that.
Yep.
And
he's got a good track record in that area.
Oh, man. Some people like him in government, just how they stay there is unbelievable.
It's a revolving door.
He's a deputy secretary of state now. He used to be the intelligence czar.
Yes. I mean, you can't get him through the front door. You get him through the back door or the side door, but he's there with Georgie and Dick. George, Dick, and Jane.
Yeah.
Or should I say Condi? All right. Thank you, Ira.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you for the quick call. I appreciate it. We'll be back with more calls just ahead. 800-313-3131. 9443. Rick Adams.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
All right, if you want to know the truth, I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth.
We're back now, ladies and gentlemen. A couple of pointers before we go back to the phone. Again, those numbers you can use to contact these people in Washington, the United States senators, on the amnesty bill for illegals, which George Bush and company would like to jam right through the Congress before the end of this week, is toll-free 877-851-6437. 877-851-6437. And then the direct toll number, you can't get through and the line is busy, you'll get through to this, 202-224-3121. And tell them no to any amendments, no to any compromise, no to any amnesty bill disguised as immigration reform. No. And the same on the hate crimes bill, which now is also hovering in the United States Senate. Next thing, Dr. Kasem Khalil's book. You know, we have him on quite regularly, trying to help us so that we might be able to pay the bills. Wrongly Blamed is his book, Dr. Kasim Khalil. Call him and leave a message, because this is an exclusive book. He himself is taking control of the shipments and the processing of the orders. By now, all of you who won a book here last time he was on, or actually the time before that, should have received your book. Let me know if you have it. Wrongly Blamed, The Real Facts Behind 9/11 and the London Bombings. And his number, Dr. K, is 866-618-2503. 866-618-2503. And he has an answering machine. If he's not there, he'll take your number, your call, he'll get back to you, and he'll process your orders. For the book Wrongly Blamed, he'll still give you the packet, the four books, for one low price. All right, let's go back to the telephone here, and we have Bill in Texas. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Rick.
Yes.
Since July 4th is only 2 weeks off, I have a 12-line message in poetry form for all patriots.
Okay.
With your permission, I'd like to present this message.
You may.
Hearken, ye patriots, messieurs et mesdames, heed the wisdom of our Rick Adams, whose insight into our country's ills should give us all a healthy fill of devilish treason. But don't despair, the Constitution we must repair. Let the voice of freedom echo through the land, declaring our independence. United we stand. We place our trust in God, our King, not some satanic control thing. So tune your dial that you may hear the voice of present day's Paul Revere. To you with my compliments.
Well, that's very nice. Thank you very much. I am humbled. I am humbled. That's very nice. I appreciate that.
You bet.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Right.
Great. Great to hear from you.
Right.
All right. Good night now. Doug in Texas. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Rick.
Hello, Doug.
I'm glad to hear they're attacking Ron Paul on some ethics. Or, you know, I've known that guy for 20 years. I've been to his birthday party every year for the last 20 years. I know his children. I know his grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And all I can say about Ron Paul's ethics, his ethics and the way he has done everything in his life since I've known him, he makes Mother Teresa look like a crack whore in comparison. I'm serious.
Wow.
That guy is...
That takes some doing.
Well, he does it.
I believe it.
He does.
I believe it. I've interviewed Ron Paul, and I have supported him for many years, and I have found him to be as squeaky clean as you can get.
He's never varied on anything. He sticks to the Bible. He sticks to the Constitution.
Yep.
You know, the laws. And then when I asked, what's this problem? He said, well, if we go back and play by the rules, which are the Constitution and the Bible, we wouldn't have these problems.
Can you imagine that, huh? What an extremist. That's terrorism, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do things like that, Doug. You realize that, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I understand that the guy's a flake, and he's a fringe candidate.
He's a terrorist. He's an extremist. He's part of Al-Qaeda, you know.
And, you know, when he gets a chance to get his word out, 80% of the people say, yeah, he's right. Let's do that, or whatever. But we, our little, he's not kosher. That's his fault. He's not kosher.
You mean he doesn't speak fluent Yiddish like the former Secretary of State, Colin Powell? Is that what you... I see.
Right. And after all, that's what this country is all about, is pleasing the Likud or the... isn't it?
I guess so. That's what we've come down to, right?
Protecting our best ally on Earth is...
Oh, positively.
God knows what they've done for
us. If you want to hang on, Doug, you can, because I didn't give you much time. But we'll take a quick break and be right back. All right, Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on, right on base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
And we're back now. I believe Doug is still there from Texas. Are you, Doug?
Right, Rick.
You are. Good. And you, you've given us a good defense of Ron Paul. Not that he needs any defense.
But you notice when he's on any show, the Bill Maher show, the Jon Stewart show, the Stephen Colbert, he always gets great support from the audience.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
People left, right, whichever way, when they hear the truth, which is what Ron speaks,
mm-hmm.
there's no defense against that. I mean, even all the little idiots that have been taught that we have a two-party system and you support this good guy or this bad Democrat, good Republican, or vice versa, or whatever. And then they hear a man is speaking the truth and saying, let's do it this way, you know, and have freedom and less government and whatever. And he always gets the applause of everybody, unless it's a little rig deal, you know, unless our little friends at CNN they have their applause sign going when Giuliani, the mob boss,
mm-hmm.
son, and the creep of the world gets on there.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You're right that the There is some common sense, you know, among the average American if they're allowed to express it, and when they hear it, they know it. Ron Paul is an example of someone who is speaking from the heart and the soul, and he doesn't have any political axe to grind in that sense. He doesn't even want to be in Congress for the most part. He did it out of frustration years ago and decided he could do his part by being there and voting against all of this socialism and all of this globalism and defending America. And, you know, he has no... glitzy smile. He has no emotional, walloping Jesse Jackson delivery. He's very low-key, very matter-of-fact, but very honest and tells it like it is. So that goes over with a large number of people when they're really given a chance to hear what he has to say. So that's why we have to be corrected by the media elite who will inform us, you see, Doug, as to what we should think, how we should think, and when. If we should think at all.
Right. He came here in Austin, you know, and I had a friend that went up to his little fundraising dinner, and he said, I was in line next to Ron Paul. He said, it was amazing. It was just like talking to your next-door neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know? And I said, well, our representative, he used to be mine, but he was gerrymandered out into another district.
Yes.
They thought they would defeat him in, but they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah, he is your next door neighbor. He's not anything special. And he, you know, he's special to his little family and everything, but he's not narcissistic. He doesn't have the little sense that he's powerful and I demand this and that. And other. He's a man that is risking his life, Rick, because if he ever somehow accidentally, look like that he could be president of the United States,
mm-hmm.
he would be Kennedy'd, well stoned, and he knows that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He knows that.
Yeah.
He's willing to risk that.
Well, we have prayed for him, and we have asked that he be protected by the angels because he really is doing yeoman work out there. And we know that the Lord moves in ways that we don't always see and understand, but believe me, if he's doing a job, ain't nobody going to touch him until that time comes when maybe he's outside of the will of God. But, you know, right now he's there, and I think he's doing a wonderful job, and he will be receiving our prayers more than ever because he surely will need them, Doug. No question about that.
He deserves them.
Remember, no honest man can go to Washington, become president, and live.
Right.
And live.
Right.
That's all I have to say to you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Rick.
Put your tongue back in your cheek now.
My tongue hadn't been in my cheek tonight.
Well, that's all right. Get it ready for next time.
Well, it'll be ready. It's always at the ready.
Okay.
Catch you later.
We love your wry sense of humor, though.
All right.
All right. Good night. Well, thank you, Doug. I like Doug. I like him a lot. Great caller, as you all are great callers. Mike in Pennsylvania is now on with us. Another caller. Great caller. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes. Greetings from Northwest Pennsylvania.
And salutations and felicitations.
Yes. Oh, and by the way, Mr. Adams, you are cordially welcome over here at any time you want to disembark from the coast over there.
Oh, thank you. I've been invited to many places, and I appreciate your offer.
I'm serious as a heart attack. You take and you grab... You grab Joe, and you grab Mr. Smith there, and you grab whoever else you want and bring them all over. Because
Darren Green,
We have plenty of room, and if they just want to, you know, go bad over there, let them go bad on their own, because if they're not, I don't think they're worthy of you over there.
Well, you know, the Lord places us in strange places.
Well, perhaps... Perhaps you're meant to be there, but you are welcome here.
Yeah, we are meant to be.
And you just put the word out for Mike in Northwest PA, and I'll come over and get you if we have to.
Oh, well, isn't that nice? Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your offer.
I won't forget that. It will always stand. It's pretty nice up here. We've got the National Forest, and there's a lot of hills to disappear in if you need
mm-hmm.
to.
Mm-hmm.
But... you've had such a wonderful plethora of calls tonight, and mm-hmm. It's like to say to everyone that that you know the sons and daughters out there that the only way they can get over on us is to cause us to err, and they do that through the television, through the newspaper, through the radio. That's how they really pulled this 911 off, and we're now just slowly coming back to the what who is really behind it. And I'm almost so inclined to believe with you also, we are to the point of a military coup.
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost
yes.
thinking that because it seems as though they just keep bumping off whoever they want to keep these power positions. So the ones that are even paid to listen to this broadcast right now, please consider that you want to pass this word up the line and down the line because it's going to be their positions that are going to be in jeopardy also with this administration. If something isn't done with this administration, they are intentionally out to drag this whole nation down the rat hole.
They are psychopaths, no question about that.
Oh, for goodness sakes, you can see it, and I know many of the listeners know it also. It's mind-boggling, but I know I don't want it to go to a banana republic saying like a military coup because that can get ugly also, but there has to be military men and women in positions that can throw a monkey wrench in their wheels, and I am serious.
I am too. I've said it all along. If they're righteous and they have brains left in their head, our military men have an obligation to deal effectively with all enemies of our nation, domestic as well as foreign. And right now, it's the domestic enemy that's in Washington that's the most dangerous.
Yes, sir, correct. And we just had another young man over in Iraq wake up. He was he's from a National Guard unit in Kentucky, and he was stationed over there. They planted him in Camp Freedom over there.
Yes.
Out by the Baghdad there. He just told his company commander it was either today or yesterday that he is no longer going to aggress these Iraqis for the corporate Borg. And I do believe he's going to go before some type of charges tomorrow.
Oh, sure.
And he does have the cry for help out there, and I'm sure you'll all be hearing more of that too.
Oh yeah, we will. Not from the establishment media, but we will be hearing it from the alternative media. And also, we will be seeing, I think, much more of that. What they do is they demoralize our military. This is what they've done ever since World War I. They've demoralized, they've killed them, they've brought them back from wars, divided families, destroyed the family unit, like the previous caller, Steve, was trying to say about division and destruction of the family. Wars do that. Wars destroy both the victor as well as the loser.
Yes, sir, absolutely. So there's just so much more I could talk about, and I'll absolutely give the line to another. But
well, Mike, thank you for the offer. Thank you for your words of wisdom here.
You're always
and
welcome.
Please continue to call.
Thank you, Brother Rick, and to all the others out there. I believe there's going to be some good things coming, but it's going to get a little bumpy getting there.
Yes,
so.
And that's a good way of putting it. It will.
Okay,
we have nothing to fear but fear itself.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Who said that once before? I think they stole the truth from the scriptures and perverted it. It was Fraudulent Deficit Roosevelt, right? FDR. All right. Fear itself. My grandmother, I think it was, or grandfather, would have said, there is nothing to fear but Roosevelt himself. Oh, yes. The great one. And I was just showing, we were on the TV show we were taping today, we showed the newsreel footage of how Roosevelt, you know, declared the bank holidays and his new economic so-called National Recovery Act and his salvation of the economy, which, of course, was like saving a man from drowning by tossing him in the sea. And, of course, he confiscated our private holdings, those who gave up their gold to the government, which was the greatest act of thievery and banditry in the history of the world, right here in America. But you see what politicians can get away with when the media are controlled, owned lock, stock, and ink barrel. by the same people. It's amazing, isn't it? There's no excuse anymore, though. We have the Internet. We have RBN, Republic Broadcasting. We have Rick Adams. We have Manny. We have all of us here bringing you the truth and you spreading the word. The listenership is growing. People are indeed tuning in as they're losing their jobs. They're losing their positions, their homes, their families, their freedom. All while George Bush pronounces this, the real America of democracy and freedom. Yeah. All before our very eyes, disappearing, and yet instinctively, many people know there's something wrong. And yes, Ron Paul does spike and strike a respondent note. He does give us that chord, that kernel of wisdom, of truth. When they hear it, they know it. But they won't have a chance to vote it. One way or another, their choice will be taken from them by the same globalist elite who brought us World War I and II, Korea as a result, Vietnam, all of these wars right up to the present. And ladies and gentlemen, there's no end to them. There is no end to them. To the lies. Hartwell in Louisiana is on the program now. Hello, Hartwell.
One of your callers said that money was the root of all evil. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil.
Yes. True.
I wanted to point that out, plus I have a question. The NRA has always jumped up and down and talked about the Constitution, how important it was. Ron Paul has always voted constitutional. Do you believe that the NRA will endorse Ron Paul for president?
I don't think they can, actually. Can they come out and endorse a candidate? I don't think they can do that. I think that they do unofficially, but not officially endorse a candidate. I may be wrong, actually. I mean, I know they support in the Congress senators and congressmen with money, PAC money, and so forth, but I don't know that they will or can. That's something I'm not sure of, to be honest with you.
I receive NRA. I'm a lifetime member of the NRA. I'm kind of embarrassed to say that at this time, but
yep.
I'm stuck there for a while, I guess. But anyhow, I get their magazine, and every time a presidential election comes up, they have someone right at the front page that they're endorsing for the president.
Mm-hmm.
They had President Bush there.
Yeah, I don't think they will endorse someone like Ron Paul. I just don't envision them doing that.
I don't either, and I believe that's going to show what color they are.
Well, there's been a lot of infiltration, a lot of neutralization in many areas affecting the NRA over the last 25 years, my friend.
Yeah.
You remember the Harlan Carter controversy, probably, and some of the people that rose to the top and then were ousted, that coup d'etat that took place. There have been attempts by powerful groups to take over this powerful group and to use it for their own ends. And you have to be careful. When there's no group that has not been infiltrated and taken over at some point in time by the Kenites, you see?
Uh-huh.
You have to understand that. So I wouldn't expect the NRA to really come out and endorse Ron Paul for president if they can. As you point out, they've been in bed with the establishment for a long time. George Bush was their man for a while, and so was, of course, Ronald Reagan. I believe he was a lifetime member, as a matter of fact. But in any event, I don't expect them to follow through.
Well, I don't either, and I just want to tell you I appreciate what you're doing, and may God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Hartwell. Good to hear your voice again. And we have just a minute or so before the break, and I don't know, do we have anybody else right now screened on the line? We do have John in Texas. Yes, we do. Hello, John.
Hi. Good evening.
Good evening, John.
I have to agree with Mike in Pennsylvania. It's time for a military coup. It looks like to me the pickings are right.
Uh-huh.
It's unfortunate, But I think the tyranny, we've just, the things are just in bad shape. They are really, I mean, with hate crimes and this amnesty, and both of those issues are not going to go away. They're going to come, they're going to keep coming back, keep coming back. And until the Illuminati gets, you know, gets their way.
Satan never quits. He never sleeps.
That's right. That's true. And there's a couple other issues that I think that while we have a chance, we need to address, because there are going to be issues that are going to come up anyway. And one is the English language.
Can you hang on the line, John?
Right.
Right, we got a quick break. I'll come right back to you in 3 minutes. Stay where you are. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, will return on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, and we're wrapping things up with this last caller, John. Hello, John. You're back on the air.
Okay, Rick. It's my understanding that the English language is English being spoken in schools and throughout the country is not a law. That is an understanding, and I don't. I could be corrected on that very easily because I.
Yeah.
I, I don't know.
Well, there is no law, really, that Congress has passed having to do with English as the official language of the United States.
Right. And I
we've never
like
needed it. We've never needed it. It was always understood.
Right. It was always understood.
Until now.
Until now. And,
yep.
But it's going to become an issue. It is going to become a very big issue. And the other problem that needs to be addressed, and that problem's not going to go away, and the other problem that has not gone away, it wasn't dealt with in 1986, and that is birthright citizenship. Mm-hmm. That issue needs to be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
And until those two issues are addressed, then we're leaving ourselves wide open for all kinds of bad things to happen.
Yes.
I mean, the amnesty is just the beginning.
Right.
You've got to understand that. That's where they're starting with the amnesty. But this is going to go on, and I still maintain that nothing short of a military coup is going to straighten this out.
In the short term. Yeah.
Right, in the short term.
Yeah, I agree with you, though. I've said that all along, and, you know, we need a General Pinochet in this country today. Do what needs to be done.
Right.
Take them out to a football field and do what has to be done. But clean house. Get rid of the traitors in government. Yep.
There's about 10 square miles that needs to be turned into glass up there in the Northeast, and you know what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah. Sure. You're right. You're absolutely right. No one who's understood history can argue with you.
All it takes is one sub.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you go.
Thank you, sir. And I am ready to go. It's just about the end of the program. And I enjoy these open forums because it really brings out you, the caller, and the ideas that you have very beautifully, as one of our callers just said, the callers that have called this program and this network in particular have been absolutely fabulous, by and large, not all, but most. And you get to the point, to the issues. And we try to keep the personalities out of it, because I'm not important. Believe it or not, when all is said and done, I am not important. Really, none of us is. It's the issue that's important and the obedience to the Heavenly Father. I think that that's the thing that is going to pull us through, and that is the issue that cannot be dismissed lightly. We're either on the right side or the wrong side, and that's what he's watching for. He's looking to see who's naughty and who's nice, all right? And we better be careful and do the right thing before we can criticize and do anything else. And that's why we try to be exemplary, and we try to do the right thing as much as we can. None of us is perfect. None of us is worthy of our own merits to be with God himself. But through his mercy and love, we can be. And we don't want to be where these people are going to wind up if they don't repent. So, all right, Judgment Day will come, no doubt about that. We'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow night, same time, same network, right here at Republic, 9 o'clock Central. Until then, good night, Rick Adams.